Ugh. I'm so glad that that meeting is finally over. It took forever. Well, hello there, my human. I'm so relieved to finally be back here in my chambers with you. I nearly died of boredom while having to listen to that obnoxious wind dragon speak. But enough of that damned meeting. Come here, my adorable little human, and give your dragon princess some sugar. I feel so much better now. Thank you for this, my human. Now, go on and make yourself comfortable in the bed. I think it's well overdue for us to have some intimate time with each other. Now, scoot your booty over so I can lay next to you. Oh, that's so much better. So much more comfortable than sitting upright in that meeting chair all afternoon. But enough talk about me. So, how are you doing, my human? Ah, I see. This time of year in your world is a holiday season. While we celebrate wintertime differently in my world, I can understand how you might be reminded of your world's holidays. Especially for the humans in your world, this time of year can really affect the mind. According to some of our scouts that keep us up to date with current conditions of humanity, it's found that 64% of people with mental illness say that the holidays make their mental health conditions worse. But not just that either, but also the winter weather plays a role in that too. And in 21%, it showed that 3 out of 5 Americans felt their mental health was negatively impacted by the winter. But that's just your country of America. Many other countries have the same seasonal cycle, and its citizens feel similar effects as well. Not to mention that the winter solstice is a very opportunistic time of year for your so-called leaders to utilize the energy of the astrological and astronomical anomalies that are happening throughout this part of the year. In case you didn't know, nearing the winter solstice, the most activity happens in the skies, for lack of a better term. Each year, they work to manipulate this massive influx of celestial energy. They do this in sacrifices, rituals, and many other things like that. Also, if you look at the statistics, there is a massive increase in child disappearances in this part of the year. But, of course, you understand exactly what I'm referring to when I say that. But this isn't their only method, of course. Your oppressors use their weather technology and utilize it in many parts of the world to create this winter phenomena. It's more of a fake winter. It's not exactly the same winter that goes on in other realms. It's a very unnatural seasonal shift. These machines not only send off frequencies, but electromagnetic wavelengths that alter the atmosphere and produce this kind of weather. And of course, this really imbalanced shift of climate has not only a physical, but a mental effect on the regular citizens affected by it, which is often where you get this seasonal depression from. And in another attempt to gather this celestial energy I just mentioned, they'll not only attempt to draw from your emotions in a negative way, but a positive way as well. Do all the holiday festivities, music, and so on. What you're not told is that a lot of the music that you listen to actually programs your mind. When it comes to sound, frequencies and vibrations are everything. And depending on which wavelength it's on, it can easily affect someone's mind in a negative way or a positive way. However, your human music, be rap, country music, rock, pop, and whatever other categories of music you humans come up with. But it boils down to even the words spoken. You see, there's a reason why you spell words. Words can be used as a form of a spell. I mean, of course you see how easily words can affect and influence people, right? Just the right word at the right time can either make a person's day or completely break one's day. Even words aligned with something as primitive as the English language that you humans use can be devastating or positively powerful, depending on how it's used. The same goes with your music. How certain verses will repeat themselves over and over again. How certain words will rhyme with other words. And of course, the music and the instrumentals, and the level of bass or treble that's used with that. It's all based on vibration, and it's all based on a certain aspect of the human mind. And so again, I go back to the music and how it's used in ways of spells to put you into a certain subconscious mindset that would create a energetic effect that, depending on the song, can heavily benefit your oppressors. It's almost like magic, isn't it? Well, it quite literally is. Let's say if you had a song that was about snowing, and everyone had a mindset of a snowy landscape, the more that listened to it and had that subconscious picture at the back of your head, the more likely that subconscious picture can actually manifest in real life. Don't forget, attention is energy. So the more people that pay attention to a certain type of music, or a certain type of lyric in general, the more energy that's given to it, and the more that its effect can actually manifest outwardly. Or let's say if you had a song that was about killing, and more people listen to it, and especially they sing along with it, the more likely whatever tragedy was actually spoken of in that video that spoke about killing or death is likely to happen. And back to this whole winter solstice, it's not just about the climate, nor the child disappearances, nor the festivities or certain music that they'll play every single year over and over again, but also other tragedies and occurrences that'll happen specifically before Christmas, or at least in the month of December. Like celebrity deaths, to even mass shootings. Not that every one of you humans' cases of mass killings or celebrity deaths are all fake, but some of them are, let's just say, secretly orchestrated. These orchestrated casualties that I mentioned involve actual real people, and these actual real people do end up dying. It's not a stage play like certain conspiracy theorists would want you to believe. It's actually way deeper than that. These people in specific are actually used as energy sacrifices for whatever dark or malevolent deity that they're trying to sacrifice to. Well, in many cases. Other times, it's just to just randomly kill a bunch of people to create a narrative. Or the next hottest piece of news on TV or the internet. And the more people that get a hold of this kind of news, the more people are in a very sad state of mind as a result of it, and the easier it'll become to feast off the people's emotions. Don't forget, emotions are just another form of energy. But that's enough of this lesson of metaphysics and supernatural stuff. Speaking of the winter solstice, I do wish I could be outside and have the both of us watch the stars and the planets during this turn of the season. But unfortunately, my mother and father, the king and queen, don't want me to just roam anywhere. You see, they're extremely overprotective, and it's quite overbearing in my opinion. Sure, I understand that they love me, but I am grown. I am not the same child that I once was. But try telling that to those two. They'll never listen. You? Try to convince them? It's hard enough for someone such as I, the Fire Dragon Princess, to convince them. So if her own daughter couldn't convince them of this, what makes you think that you can convince them? Most likely they'd just laugh at you. Oh, how beautiful it'll be for the both of us to be outside, laying down on a blanket as if we're having a picnic, but under a dark, starlit sky. Completely in the nude, enjoying the cool, brisk night air. Maybe I'll try to convince my parents again. Though, the chances of him being actually convinced this time is still very low. Oh well, my chambers will just have to do. Maybe one day we can actually sneak out. But... knowing my father, he'd probably send out a whole army to try to find me. And that would cause a lot of commotion, which I do not want to cause. But we have to think of something. Well, of course not. I'm not always in my castle, nor my chambers. Any time I would leave the castle would be for mostly business or family-based affairs. Though, you can see why I wasn't able to come to your realm and just pick you up myself. I had to stay here and allow you to come to me. I've been in the human world once. It wasn't too bad. But, honestly, your world is quite boring compared to mine. At least in the grand scheme of things. Though, some of your customs heavily interest me. Maybe you could perhaps enlighten me on some of your personal customs or hobbies. Well, not now, of course. We're about to have what you humans call sex. Oh, how inconsiderate of me. I forgot to ask you how you were doing today. Oh, okay. So your day was just an uneventful one? Well, I'm sorry if your day wasn't all that eventful, but trust me, it could have been as bad as my day was. Oh, it's fine, my human. I don't enjoy the traditions of other dragon nations, but perhaps you might find their customs more interesting than I do. The wind dragons, also known as the flying dragons, though all of us dragons can't fly, they're just known for their next level of aerial expertise. Their queen that I mentioned earlier demonstrated customs similar to that of Asian customs from your world. If you heard of the legends of Chinese emperors being descendants of dragons, that's actually true. The first ever emperor of China was actually half dragon, half human. The wind dragons settled in ancient China. All of the customs of the wind dragons were taught to the humans of the ancient past in that area. Bowing down to one another, medicinal herbs, the arts, language, everything that China has adapted was from the wind dragons. And then, there's the water dragons. They resided in all parts of your realm in the past. I mean, it is mostly water, so it wouldn't be a surprise. This is actually where your legend of the Leviathan come from. However, they did have a main kingdom in what in your world is now modern-day Japan. There are a few tales of shape-shifting dragons taking human brides. Feathered dragons took refuge in the Americas. Oh, there are numerous feathered serpents and dragons all throughout Native America. Moor, Hawaiian shape-shifting dragons. Kihawahine, Sarkanese, And many more are either dragon shapeshifters or are hybrids. A number of so-called demons in mythology were actually dragon hybrids that were thought of as demons. Fire dragons like myself specifically were falsely declared demons. And then we take humans as mates, and we're called succubi and incubi. My first human thought that I was a succubus. And though most of you humans would relate hell or the underworld to fire, which is quite accurate, the underworld is so freezing cold that many of its denizens over the millennia have magically adapted themselves to withstand such cold, therefore imbuing themselves with magical fire. Us fire dragons are just simply fire. Just, well, for the sake of it, I guess. We were chosen to wield the power of fire, just as other dragon races were chosen to wield other elementals. Why, yes, I did have a human before you. It's funny, really. You remind me so much of them sometimes, and yet, at others, you are so different from how they were. Well, I said, were, because we're no longer here. Not just this world, but any of them. They died. Well, it's okay. He was stubborn, like you. There is an incident from a skirmish our kingdoms had with Dark Valkyries. Dragons are amongst the most powerful of the races, but so are the Valkyries. I was concerned by one of their assassins. I could have handled myself. He was a mere human and I a dragon. He, who wasn't supposed to be a bodyguard. But my guards were busy. I didn't need him to. The damn fool. When that Valkyrie lunged at me. Thank you for holding me. You comfort me like how we used to. I love you. I mean it. Not like a pet. But so much more than that of a pet. I love you as my mate. And one day you'll be my king. And I will be your queen. And where are your hands going? Trying to slide off my dress, huh? Well, go right ahead. Take the top part off. And I will let it slip off of my shoulders. As you know, most of us dragons are shapeshifters. I can make these bigger if I want, or smaller. I can hide most of my dragonic features so that I'm very smooth, looking completely like a human if I need to. Though, I doubt if it would be too much of a turn-on for you, for us to have intercourse with these huge claws of mine. Nor these huge dragon wings. I would imagine they would get in the way. Though, I can get rid of all of my dragonic features and look completely like a human if I want to do so. I can also be a large reptilian-looking dragon that is described in myths and legends. We dragons have control over our molecular structure. Some are skilled enough to transform into nearly anything they want. Now, let me change. There we go. I would say the most important parts to get rid of are the claws on my feet and hands. It makes it a lot safer to take out your cock from these pants. Yours is bigger than my last mate. I think that I'll keep my serpentine tongue so that I can wrap it around your cock. Feels better than a normal tongue because I can make it touch all of your cock. And you know, I can expand my throat as well. This means that I can fit that oversized cock down my throat without any trouble. But I want a challenge. So therefore, I won't expand my throat. This way my throat will be tighter and please your penis even more so. Watch and see. Wow, such a huge cock for a human. Color me impressed. All this attention that I'm giving you, I think warrants some attention for myself, don't you think? But I don't want to stop sucking your cock either. We should do what your kind calls a 69. Allow me to get into position for that. Now, let me push the bottom part of my dress aside so you can see all of my parts. Now I can get down on you. Mm-hmm. Admiring my ass and pussy back there. It feels really nice having your fingers running over both my holes. I can practically feel your eyes moving over them as well as you stare at my pussy and my ass. Oh, they look delicious, don't they? Go ahead, don't be shy. Give them a lick. Oh, dear me. It has been forever since I've had this kind of pleasure. No, don't worry. Now to go back to sucking you off. That was delicious. Not only is your cock extremely above average for a human, but your semen is, shall I say, delectable. And you did very well at making my pussy so wet. And I am easily wet enough to slide across your shaft. Allow me to demonstrate. Your shaft between my pussy lips. Isn't that what you humans call a hot dog? Why is that? Your cock looks like a large wiener, and my pussy like a hot dog bun. Whatever it's called, it feels so fucking good. I love seeing how much you enjoy my pussy lips, the hot dog bun. However, I know another set of buns on my body that you enjoy. And now I'll slide those buns across your shaft. What is this called again? Oh, yes, a butt job. You humans have the most interesting names for things. Lay still while I sit on your shaft. Oh, your cock is so huge. I can feel its warm sitting on a log. I love sliding my ass around the thick shaft of your cock. Oh, fuck, I want you inside me. I want you to put it in me. Let me lie down here. You can Take me what you humans call from behind. Do you like this view, human? I'm sure you do. You can see everything this way. My nice, soft, plump ass. My pussy. Wet and dripping. Waiting for your shaft to enter it. And of course, the rest of my quite alluring body. Now, stick it in me already before it gets soft. It's so big and deep inside of me. I can handle it though. Oh fuck. It's just I just didn't expect it to feel fuck. Fuck, your dragon-sized cock, it's so deep inside of me. I can take it. Give it to me. Harder, faster. I'll grab onto this pillow and bite into it. I don't want my mother and father to hear me. And no, we're doing this already. I'm almost there. Oh yes, I'm so close. I'm so close to coming. I can feel your cock throbbing like crazy inside of me. Go on and fill me up, my mate. Fill my dragon pussy with your cum. Make my pussy overflow. By my dragon ancestors, that was the best sex that I've ever had. It was spectacular. And my goodness, the amount of cum you shot inside of me. I knew your cock was big. Oh, but what a load. I'll need to have my sheets washed. Huh? Hold on. Quick, let's cover up. Okay, you may enter. Mother? No, it's not what you think, Mother. We're just... Mother... It's not like I can run anything past you anyway. Well, at least you're understanding. Besides, you've been through this before yourself, before. Only thing is, Father wasn't a human. Father wants to speak to me, but what does he want? Oh. Is it about that dragon girl that went to the human realm? And got really close with a human? Well, it isn't anything serious, is it? Good. Just a regular inquiry. I'll be down there in a bit. We just need to both clean up first. Tell Father that it'll be about 30 minutes. Thank you, Mother. Well, I guess we did get kind of caught after all. Fortunately enough, though, Mother is very understanding. It would have been a lot more complicated had Father come in. Of course not. She won't tell Father. She's quite good at keeping secrets, fortunately for us. Well, let's get cleaned. But first, I want to lie down on your chest for a few minutes. I'm still exhausted after that. I love you, my dear, sweet human. Mm-hmm.